So the epistle for the Feast of All Saints is taken from the Apocalypse, chapter 7. In those days, behold, I, John, saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun, having the sign of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, Hurt not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, till we sign the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them that were signed, 144,000 were signed of every tribe of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Reuben 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Gad 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Aser 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Naphtali 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Manasseh 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Simeon 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Levi 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Issachar, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Zabulon, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Joseph, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 signed. After this, I saw a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne in the sight of the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. And they cried out with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, who sitteth upon the throne, and to the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and the ancients, and the four living creatures, and they fell down before the throne upon their faces, and adored God, saying, Amen, benediction, and glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, honor, and power, and strength to our God forever and ever. Amen. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 5. At that time, Jesus, seeing the multitudes, went up into a mountain. And when he had sat down, his disciples came unto him. And opening his mouth, he taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they shall possess the land. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after justice, for they shall have their fill. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they that suffer persecution for justice's sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when they shall revile you and persecute you, and speak all that is evil against you untruly for my sake. Be glad and rejoice, for your reward is very great in heaven. Please be seated. I saw a great multitude which no man could number. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, today we celebrate the Feast of All Saints. And with All Saints Day, yes, we commemorate the numerous saints that we remember, that we have a devotion to, that are famous. But it also gives us the opportunity to commemorate those saints that maybe lived in obscurity, that did their daily duty, and they reached heaven. And so that is why when we see in the Apocalypse, written by St. John the Evangelist, he mentioned about this great number that no one could number them, this great multitude. Many spiritual authors will say because of the fall of Lucifer and the bad angels, therefore that opened up this idea of populating heaven, of the souls that would be able to go there. And so those are the ones that we commemorate today, the souls that have made it, the souls that see Almighty God face to face. And so he presents this vision to us. I mean, with the Apocalypse, a lot of people will say when they read that, that it kind of tells of our end times. It tells of the struggle that we will have. But it also gives to us this understanding of the struggles, the life and the sufferings that we have on this earth. They come to an end. And as they come to an end, God willing, it will grant to us the reward that God has in store for us. One, reminding us of what St. Paul says in Corinthians, that I have not seen nor ear heard what God has in store for those that love him. That we can't even fathom what God has ready for us. That God has created for us as a reward for our lives, for how we have lived our life here on earth. And so from that, the gospel account, our Lord gives to us the Beatitudes. These eight Beatitudes that maybe we learned when we were younger, maybe we still can't remember them. All we remember, it always says, blessed are they. But then we have to try to look and examine and see, why are they blessed? Why would we say that they gain this beatitude? Because the beatitude is the vision of God. It is heaven. It is what we are striving for in this life. And so our Lord, in the Sermon on the Mount that he gives, that extends over three chapters of the Gospel of St. Matthew, he kind of gives a summary of the Christian life, of how we should live our lives. You know, he goes through in all these different, blessed are they. You know, blessed are the meek, for they shall possess the land. And so through all of these things, he tries to instruct and tries to help us to see, this is the path that I've given to you to get to heaven. And so that is why on this feast day, not only do we commemorate, yes, all the famous saints that we see, the miracles that they performed, they brought the dead back to life, they had the stigmata, they had all of these different things, but it also gives us to understand of the simple souls that faithfully lived their duty of state each day, maybe didn't do anything that was extraordinary, and then they also get to heaven. They also receive this reward. Because when you read through the eight Beatitudes, it doesn't necessarily seem to us to be anything that is extraordinary. It doesn't talk about miracles. It doesn't talk about raising the dead to life. But it talks about kind of our everyday life. And that is the encouragement that our Lord gives to us when we read over the Beatitudes. Of what does it take to be blessed, to be happy, to have this beatitude? What does it take for us? And that is what our Lord is trying to explain to us. And so when we see St. John in the Apocalypse talking about this multitude, this great number that we can't even count, and look how he explains their lives. As they are up there, they're clothed in white garments, they have their palms, and they're praising God. Well, the white garments signify the purity, the palms, the peace. And there they are praising Almighty God. And that is meant for us, for our lives, to give praise to God through our daily lives, through our daily struggles that we have. And so that is the encouragement that is, I would say, the consolation that is given to us, that our Lord in the Sermon on the Mount, he gives us the path to get to heaven. He shows to us, this is the way that I want you to follow. Because yes, there are certain souls that he has given the grace to perform extraordinary things, fine. But there are so many souls that we know not their name, but they have reached heaven. They have been there. They've been through this life. They've struggled through this life. And they have reached that beatitude. So as I say, it should be a great consolation to us to try to see and to understand that. That our Lord gives to us these eight beatitudes, these eight means to be blessed. And that is why when you see in one of them, he says, blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. And so why? Why specifically does he mention this idea of the clean of heart? Because in order to see Almighty God, we have to be clean. That is why we have the whole understanding of purgatory. That souls have to be purged in order to get to heaven, in order to see God face to face. And so that is why then our Lord explains very clearly, these are the ones that will see God, the clean of hearts. And that cleanliness of hearts, we can look at it in different means. A purity of soul, a charity toward others, many different ways we can look at it. But these are the ones that will see God. And that is why he goes through and seeing the ones that will suffer. They will suffer for my sake. Well, just as our Lord suffered for justice's sake, he gained for us the redemption. And so souls that will follow that same path of our Lord, that will have to suffer at times, these sufferings are meant then to gain heaven for us. You might recall a few years back I'd mentioned this famous quote of how the sufferings of this life pale in comparison to what is in store for us. And so that is also then illustrated by this fact of what we have to suffer, will we gain heaven from it? And so that is why then on this great feast, yes, we look to the saints that maybe we have a special devotion to. We look to the Queen of all saints, Our Lady. But then also to realize how many souls that just live their daily life. They didn't do anything extraordinary, but they were able to gain then this crown. This imperishable crown that we're all striving for. That St. Paul gives us that sense of the race, the fight that we're in for. So as I say, to read over the Beatitudes, to study them and to think about them and how we can apply them to our lives, because they are something that is simple in a sense. They don't ask the extraordinary from us, but yet they give us a true sense of what God means by being blessed. By the beatitude that you will gain. And so that should be a great consolation to us. Because yes, we can't even fathom what God has in store for us. We can't even fathom what heaven is like. But yet our Lord gives to us the idea and the sense of the path that we need to take in order to get there, in order to find out what it is truly like. And so let us pray for this strength. Let us pray to the saints, yes, today, that we too can gain this crown, that we too can, through our lives, maybe as simple as they may be, we can gain that. And I'll leave you with the words of our Lord that he says, that if you suffer all of these things, if you go through all of these things for his sake, be glad and rejoice, for your reward is very great in heaven. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.